TAMcast contains vulgar and inappropriate content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
Hey kids, it's Tim. In this episode of TAMcast, among the many things we talk about is a very spoiler-free review of the new Star Trek movie. So I thought it would only be appropriate to get the original Mr. Spock, Leonard Nimoy, to come out here and give us a few words of inspiration before we start the show. Leonard, take it away.
Live long, prosper, and keep on hanging and banging.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TAMcast.
Welcome!
To call it Sick Ass Andy Cast.
Wah.
Yeah, when either of the two of you have a little outbreak monkey living in your house, you can totally wah at me.
Oh, you used to get sick all the time when we lived together.
I mean, don't act like baby all of a sudden showed up and then Andy started getting sick.
I think
Andy
it was
gets
you.
Sick. It's what Andy does.
You know, he can't
I think
do
it was fucking dirty Tim, never showering and out with all the people at the radio things, and Noah fucking God knows what, bringing all the sickness in. You guys were all exposed to it all the time, so you were like armadillos of healthiness. And you bring it to poor, clean living me, and I don't have immunities to, you know, like the airborne herpes or whatever the fuck you two were bringing home.
You know what sucks now,
Andy
though?
Andy is to clean living as George Michael is to straight.
Andy can't stay home from work now.
He can't call in.
It was kind of awesome this week because I started to get a little sick on Thursday night. And by Friday it was like, oh yeah, I've got a cold. But I was like, fuck it, I can still be productive. So I was like talking to some of our company's customers, just, you know, apologizing. Hey, I may sound a little rough. I'm kind of fighting a cold off here. So just, you know, turned the volume up on the phone and blew on with it. And when I was feeling sleepy and run down, I just got up and walked away and, oh, my bed is right there. It's not like a regular job where you go in the office and people are walking up to your desk all the time and, like, tapping you on the shoulder. And, hey, can you help me out with something? It's like, fuck it. I turned the computer off and for everyone else's sense, I disappeared. Andy just evaporated into the ether. I went off to go be sleepy somewhere.
You can even just step here. I am to say, busy working on something. Get back to you later. I'm just going to nap.
No, I'm, you know, I'm not going to be that guy.
I'm just saying. You're sick.
Yeah. Well, I just said it.
Don't encourage him, Noah. Don't encourage him.
I changed my IM status actually to I'm sick, stepped away, or something like that.
See? He doesn't need any more encouragement. Just indulges sick fantasies.
So?
And unlike most people, he actually has fantasies about being sick. As opposed to sick fantasies.
Which I masturbate to. What? Oh, head congestion. Oh, throat rattle. Hey, look, now Noah's catching it from me. It's quite a turnabout.
I'm not catching it.
Turnabout.
I'm strong.
By the way, I'm Tim, the T in TAMcast.
I'm Andy, the very white, very white wannabe in TAMcast.
I'm Noah. Yep.
What? It's always like recently Noah forgets that he's supposed to do it. Like, what? What are those guys doing?
I don't know. Tim's
I know who they are. Why are they telling me?
I never forget.
You forget.
No.
Yep.
Nope. I'm trying to think of something clever to say.
Oh, that explains the long pause.
Giggity, giggity. You're an idiot.
Wow. You know, being sick just does not increase my tolerance for the two of you being morons. Rather the opposite.
Think of how we feel when you're sick. Like,
Andy's sick again.
He is slow and dull enough on a regular basis. Imagine when fucking nature cuts him down a couple steps.
Hey guys.
Yeah, I do remember that from being sick at the tan house where you guys would just pop in and be like, you're fat, get back to us in an hour. You just go off and do other things. Come back in a little while, I'm still sitting there on the couch. Hey.
That hurts my feelings.
Like, well, get used to it, fatty, you faggot. Get the cock out of your ears. And then you just walk away and go do some other things for another hour.
That's how we roll, mofo.
Yep.
We wait for the internet to work for an hour. Tan laughs, anyone?
People don't tell jokes the way they used to. I used to hear jokes all the time. I heard them from the barber, from the waitress at the cafe. I never hear them now. I don't know why.
Tan laughs.
Oh, shit. I haven't even checked our inbox.
Dude.
I have 10 laughs galore, motherfuckers. Ooh.
Did. I had one I was saving for our Star Trek episode, and I'm going to use it.
Ooh.
I'm going to use it.
I was going to do that one, Tim.
Really?
No, I don't even know what you're talking about.
I know you don't. That's why I was calling you out. I was calling you out on your lies.
Oh, I know. What's the difference between a Klingon and a Romulan?
I don't know what.
I don't know. Shit, I'm just making shit up.
Romulans are related to Vulcans?
That is one thing that confused me, because I don't remember the show that much.
That Romulans and Vulcans were related?
That they look alike.
Yeah, well, it's because they're related. The Romulans are like a group.
Well, right. So it was confusing me. I was like, did they look alike in the show? I don't recall.
Oh, yeah. They looked alike in the show. In fact, the last time we saw Spock, he was trying to reunite the Romulans and the Vulcans on The Next Generation.
Oh, that's so nice of him. He's such a sweet guy. So, you didn't read the comic book, Tim?
I didn't read it cover to cover, no. I just read what I could find of it online.
Why didn't you, you're not really interested, or?
Money. Don't want to spend money on a comic book that I'm only going to read once.
Well, that's why you go to Barnes & Noble's. That's what they have chairs for.
I didn't see it at Barnes & Noble.
Oh! Okay, then.
I shouldn't log into my work email to check for Tan Laughs.
Well, while Andy's searching, I'll tell my joke, sent in by Joe. Of the UK fame. I don't know if she's really famous in the UK, but she is now, I say. What are you going to do about it, Joe? You're famous.
We're totally UK tastemakers.
Yeah, like Russell Brand or something.
Yep.
So, did you hear that Pixar is doing a remake of the Star Trek film, The Search for Spock?
No, I haven't heard that.
They're calling it Finding Nimoy.
Oh! That's silly.
Nailed it. She actually sent me a second Star Trek joke. I think I'm going to read that one, too.
All right, you go, girl.
Here I go. Okay, this one's hard. I have to make sure to say it correctly. A member of the Borg Collective was having difficulty in the supermarket assimilating some melons, so we called out, "Assistance in the fruit aisle."
Oh, that's
my wife fair. Slapped her hand across her, did the face palm.
Nice.
I would do that, except you would hear this huge thump as my giant mitt hit my microphone that's right in front of my face.
Okay. She was trying to read. She can take it no longer. She's like, fuck it! This and intellectual endeavors are not friends.
Tancast and intellectual anything.
Assistance in the fruit aisle! Alright, I got one.
Do it.
This is from Dan. Not Dan. Dave in the UK. Hey, Dave.
Oh, snap. It's a UK themed Tan Laughs.
Well, for you guys.
What's the difference between oral sex and anal sex?
I don't know.
Oral sex makes your day, anal sex makes your whole week.
It's a pun. Get it? Your whole
week.
I thought it was going to be like the mess.
Yeah, oral sex makes your day, anal sex makes a mess.
That it does.
I was going to go for the taste.
Aw.
Oh, that's just awful.
Tastes like pudding.
Ass pudding.
What other kind of pudding is there?
Vanilla pudding. Flan. Flan's a pudding, right? Or is it a custard? Is there a difference between custard and puddings?
I think so. I don't...
Somebody write in.
Don't fucking know what the difference is.
Do custards have eggs? Maybe that's the difference.
I know flan is delicious.
Save me, Wikipedia.
Did you either of you call your mamas?
Not yet.
I'm doing it after this. That's right, we're recording on Mother's Day.
Yes, we are. It's my wife's first Mother's Day with an external child.
How's that going for
her? Make sure to slap her on her ass.
It would probably be a better day for her if I wasn't such a crappy husband.
Well, she knew that going into the relationship.
I mean, it's not like you're, 364 days a better husband and then spent it down on Mother's Day.
He's not laughing.
Yeah.
Nope.
Fuck you both.
Because I think he was peeling back the veil to something serious, and we mocked it. Now I'll teach him to peel back the veil.
Don't let us in. We'll just stomp on your soul.
And I should know that by now.
Are you going to read your tan laugh? Then we'll go back to your soul.
I am going to read my tan
laugh. See if we can salvage any of it.
All right. This tan laugh was sent to me by listener Jess. So I read the word unhappy as happy. Listen to the joke and see how it changes. A man and a woman had been married for years and were completely unhappy. At the husband's suggestion, they decided to take a weekend at the beach and rent a house to work on their marriage. On the first day, the wife told the husband he needed to go out and pick snails off the beach to have for dinner. As he was walking the beach collecting snails in a bucket, he came across a beautiful naked woman sunbathing. The woman stopped him and asked him if he wanted to come up to her house and make mad passionate love to her all night. He paused for a moment thinking of his wife, then decided to do it anyway. The next morning, the man wakes up and realizes what he just did, freaks out, grabs his clothes and bucket of snails, and runs back to the house he and his wife had rented. As he's running up the stairs of the porch, he hears his wife begin to open the door and scream at him, asking him where the hell he's been all night. At that moment, he dumps the snails on the stairs, looks down at them, and yells, "Come on, guys, we're almost there!"
Nice.
In my head, I didn't want to do the accent so I don't offend anybody, but wife sending the husband out to pick random snails off the beach, in my head, they're French.
Dirty French. Mm. That's all I got. All right. Sorry, French people, if you're listening.
No, but the Russian Federation was listening last week when I made it Russian jokes. I was like, oh, dope, sorry.
They're gonna come get you! Anyways.
That tan laugh was sent to me by listener Jess, who also has a topic for us if we run out of steam. And actually, it's a pretty damn good topic.
Also, Jess recently lost his job. Apologies That's... to Jess.
That is the topic, as a matter of fact.
Oh, joblessness?
Yeah, just got laid off. Would love to hear our tips for, well, I guess my tips for passing the time while hunting for a new job.
I slept a lot.
Yeah?
Yes, I did.
This is, Tim chime in, since he really doesn't work a normal job. Mainly interested in our thoughts, I guess my thoughts, since I just went through the same thing. Went through Pickle Surprise 4 times now. Need something new to do. Well, I'll tell you what. Start off with Pickle Surprise. About 40 more times will waste probably a good hour of your day. After that, Mafia Wars on Facebook. That'll waste a couple of hours here and there, I'm sure.
Although, you have to wait around a lot.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing is, you just create multiple Facebook profiles for yourself, because you can get a shit ton of Gmail emails. Just create a bunch of profiles, create a bunch of Mafia War characters, and when you're waiting for one, log in as the other one.
And friend yourself?
Yes, and friend yourself.
And create a whole huge Mafia of yourself?
Yep. Yeah, actually do it 501 times and max out your Mafia.
That, I'm sure, would eat up a lot of time.
That, I'm sure, would. Just go out and anally rape everyone.
Don't forget to also play Bejeweled and Pool Jam on Flash. Those are good ways to waste time as well.
Pool Jam. I assume it's just. Is it just?
It's like billiards. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Used to do it at the station a lot.
Actually,
I mean, I was working very hard at the station at all times.
Of course you were. Listening. Well, are you gonna go back there?
No. I did just do some work. I did just do some work again for them recently, though.
I know. So fuck them. I mean,
right.
Unless you
fuck them and they're paying Tim money.
Well, unless you're charging. Are they charging by the hour or by the project? I mean, are you charging them by the hour or by the project?
I don't believe I'm at liberty to say.
Okay.
You should, you should charge them for the very first time. Remuneration for all of your overtime hours worked.
In this economy, I don't think it's likely.
No, I really don't. I think you would bankrupt the station, honestly.
The plant's almost bankrupt the station. can't afford these
sad,
plants.
Man, when I got that text message from you, no
They're
more
taking
plants.
Taking away the plants. We can't afford to upkeep the plants. I just think it's funny that we were renting plants. Who does that?
Dude, offices...
Buy a plant. How expensive can they be?
Offices do that shit all the time. They don't want to, like, actually own the plants. They want, like...
Why wouldn't you want to own the plants?
Because then you can, like, change the plants up if you decide to, like, do some remodeling or you get bored with your current plants or whatever.
It does save...
somebody else, and then there are new plants for them.
It does save you some work, though. Because, like, if you're the person that has to deal with the plants, like, oh, this plant died. I have to go buy a new plant, repot it, replace it. Like, they have to have somebody do that. Speaking of which, Did you know they have a person that looks for boobs on Splash Mountain?
Really?
And now they're not going to have that person anymore.
Because of the down economy?
I don't know, I guess.
Disney is more boob-friendly.
Reassigning those people.
No. Well, yeah, because, I mean, they laid off a bunch of people from the Disney resorts.
That's just funny. I didn't know they had, like, a specific person that sat there.
Well, I
like...
mean, they don't just look for boobs. They look for any sort of lewd content.
But that's just funny that this is a guy sitting there. No, no, yes, no. Oh, I'm going to keep that one for later. But now, if you go to Splash Mountain, get crazy! Flash some titties!
Yes, please.
Can I buy the picture of me murdering my friend on the way down? I noticed it made it past your censors.
Well, if it's up on the board, you can buy it.
I mean, I wonder...
Not necessarily true.
I mean, they say it doesn't happen very much, but maybe that's because people know it's watching. I wonder if, like, now that, you know, if people read that, are they going to do it more and then have to bring that person back? I'm curious.
That's it. That's a job creation package right there. Obama administration, you need to toss some money at Noah. Disney, you're welcome.
I will hire some strippers to flash your titties.
And I will take that job. I'm working at Disney and regularly seeing titties. Can life get better? I believe it cannot. And I don't really have to deal with the cut. I'm obviously alone in some room. Just, yes, that's fine. That's fine. Middle finger. No. Shocker. No. Titties. No. So I don't have to deal with the annoying guests from, you know, the middle of the country. I came all this way to see this ride and it's not open. I want my money back. Sir, it's 10 at night. This ride hasn't been open all day. What have you been doing all day? Just standing outside hoping it would open? You're a piece of shit. Go away.
I wonder if you get like a room all to yourself that you can lock the door, have some alone time.
Oh, no.
It's Disney. I doubt it. Although, you know what? When they're back of house, who knows what's going on? Or backstage, I guess they call it, right?
I wonder if everyone's filmed like a Disney porn, like dressed up in the costumes. Like at Disneyland.
Oh, at Disneyland?
Yeah.
I imagine that's harder to do than you might think.
Oh, I'm sure there are places. You just gotta know.
But you have to be in the costume without, you know, unaccounted for, and find a place to shoot, and find someone else in the costume, and find a video camera, and make sure no one sees you while you're there.
Oh, I'm sure it's possible.
I mean, maybe if George Clooney, Brad Pitt, and Matt Damon got together with 7 other guys, maybe they could do it.
That's the movie I want to see.
Ocean's porn. Ocean's Disney porn.
Ocean's 23.
Ocean's 69.
Oh, there it is.
There we go. Yep. Put a fork in it. So I think we should go back to unemployment, just for a moment.
We've all been unemployed at times.
Yep.
What are you talking about? Fucking, I'm always employed. I'm what they refer to as underemployed.
I was unemployed for about 8 months. Part of that was by choice.
Yeah, the choice of people who didn't want to hire you.
No.
Choice by me.
I would suggest doing something productive with your time. I did not do anything productive.
Pickle Surprise and Mafia and 500 instances of Mafia Wars are probably not actually going to help you find a job any faster. I actually know somebody who, they had a bunch of people on their Facebook that were like former business associates, you know, like work friends and such, but, you know, from various levels. And this really only works if you've got at least one Facebook profile that you've kept, like, really professional and don't, like, you know, let your friends tag drunk pictures of you on or write obscene things on your wall or whatever. But, you know, if your friends are willing to keep, you know, low-key at least on one of your profiles, or if you make another profile for yourself that's publicly viewable and more professional or whatever.
That's one setting I would love to see on Facebook. Like, these two groups can't see what each other's doing.
Yes.
Like, my work people cannot see what my friends are on my wall, and vice versa. Although I don't really care if my friends see my work people's on my wall, but you know what I mean. Like, yeah. That would...
Like, you have these friends of yours have more limited access to what you're doing.
Right, which you can do to some level, but, like, some stuff you just can't restrict. And it would be nice if you could almost like have like two separate pages that people kind of see depending on which friend group they're in.
Yeah, so like work friends don't get all the, you know, so-and-so has just done X in Mafia Wars. So they don't go, huh, you're playing Mafia Wars at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't actually do that specifically because I never want that to show up and have somebody that I know from work go, huh, you were playing Mafia Wars at 3 o'clock.
Well, I don't have any friends on my face. I mean, I don't have any work people on my face. I have one, but she's like kind of in a different department, so she probably doesn't care what I do. But, and I also removed all the timestamps from everything I do. Like, if you look at my page, you see something. Yeah.
Huh.
You can have it so it won't show a time step of stuff that's on your wall.
Nice. Well, shit in my face.
I can't remember where the setting is, but it's somewhere. And I moved that just for that reason. So people can see, what's this?
What are you doing up at 3 a.m.?
Oh, I can see the timestamp on my wall. Huh. I wonder if other people can.
One wonders.
I don't know. So, anyways.
Another extension to that is not just, you know, work friends separate from coworkers, separate from regular friends. Although that would actually be really nice, too, is being able to specify, I work with this person, but they're also a friend, so they get exempted and get in the... They get the goods with the rest of my friends.
They have the infrastructure there already, because they have, you know, you can group friends and do rights by groups. But yeah, it'd just be nice if they extend it out, like, a little bit more.
Yep. And, I guess if they're just doing it by groups, then yeah, you just dump all your family into one group. And your mom doesn't have to see your friends talking about that ugly-ass skank you boned last night.
Annie, you said you were going to keep that between us.
I'm sorry. Well, you can edit that out later.
Of course, your mom already knows about it. Oh! Giddy!
H-bo. H-bo.
Nipples.
H-bo.
No, you don't. You love us a lot.
Another good thing to do is to go to Barnes & Noble and just read stuff that you've been meaning to read. I mean, yes, the library is just as good, but they tend to have newer stuff at Barnes & Noble, and they don't really care if you just sit there and read.
Yeah.
I prefer Borders, by the way. I find Barnes & Noble to be more of a right-wing place.
Really?
That's just odd.
When I've gone there to seek out, let's say, a book by Al Franken or something like that, it's always very, like, it's hidden. Like, it's there, but it's like, you know, it's not prominently on display, but fucking Ann Coulter's right, BAM! Right there in the front. Look at it, 17 copies, right? What do you want? It's right there, Ann Coulter. Yeah, she's a genius. Buy her fucking book.
Did either of you guys see Henry Rollins did a response to Ann Coulter, basically as a person?
No.
He talks about making her his love slave. It's quite awesome.
Ugh.
I'm going to see if I can find that for you.
And it will be a link! Oh, I meant to ask, are people annoyed by that sound effect? If you are, let me know. I can stop doing it, but it seemed like a good idea. Just because so often something ends up in the show notes and we don't always call attention to it. So I would just, I insert a little pause and that's going, link! Oh, and also, my wife's out of the room now, but, I think it was Nate said that my wife had a sexy voice, which my wife thought was, that was complimentary. And then his next sentence was, great, now I have to go to a meeting with a hard-on. Less impressed my wife was with that sentence. So... Nate, not winning any points.
Except with me. You get awesome points, Nate.
He won some points, but then he just blew them all.
Points! Oh, there went the points.
No, I think it's awesome that he was able to remotely creep your wife out. And I don't mean remotely, like, barely. I mean, like, from a distance.
All the way from New York. We've established that now. He's not our Australian fan. That's Murray.
Yes.
Because he wrote that, and then he wrote, I'm from New York, assholes. Like, apparently he was listening to that part of the show, and then listened to the next part of the show. Hey, you guys! Oh, you fucking guys. Tancast. We'll disappoint you in every way possible.
I should make that another one of our... I should make that our only, you know, fuck the rotation of our taglines. I'll make that just the tagline for the entire show.
No, we've got tons of good taglines that we need to put in there.
I'm still partial to Tim's Tancasting Weekly and Weekly. That one still makes me giggle every time it comes up. By the way, the link I sent you guys is at least one copy of Henry Rollins' love letter to Ann Coulter. It's kind of long. It's like 2.5 minutes, so probably don't want to waste valuable show time with the two of you just watching it silently while I drone on, but...
Oh, yes, that was another thing. When I was finally editing last week's episode, I was like, whew, we need to stop watching videos on this show.
Unless they're like 30 seconds or 20 seconds.
Because, like, when we started watching Pickle Surprise, like, oh, crap, it's just silence with occasionally, what? What?
Repeat my mantra. Hi.
But even... But even that is too condensed together for, like, because there was just huge chunks of nothing in between. Yeah. I was like, oh, our listeners are going to fucking shoot us in the head.
But we were amused. We're like the, oh, shit, what's his name? Andy Kaufman. There we go. Shit, I don't even remember his last name. His first name is the same as mine.
We're so not the Andy Kaufman of anything. See? Another tagline. Tancast. Not the Andy Kaufman of anything. two-thirds of us have seen Star Trek.
Mm-hmm. So are we going to do seen, not seen, yet seen?
Oh, seen, unseen, seen?
Yeah. Well, I was trying not to, you know, blatantly rip off yet another podcast, you unoriginal fuck.
That is what we do. We rip them off. Okay. It's time you accepted it. We are not going to win a Peabody for this podcast. I don't know what to tell you. You need to let that dream go.
But I can at least have my pride.
What? When? When did you get that back?
I got it from the dry cleaners.
I didn't know your wife let you hold on to that.
My balls she keeps.
Oh, right.
Which is good, because I think they're safer. I haven't sat on them since I met her.
See? That's why you married her.
I know.
She's awesome. She's the keeper of the balls.
Yes.
She keeps them safe and warm.
Warm!
So I sent Noah this picture from when I saw Star Trek, but they had, like, props and costumes in the lobby of where we were. That's kind of a cool thing about going to movies in Hollywood. Like, there's often random shit involved with the movie that just happened to be, like, four blocks away anyway, so they brought it over.
You sent me that picture?
Yeah, you texted me, and I texted you back with the picture of Uhura's outfit.
I did not get the picture.
You are a piece of shit.
Is it sexy?
Okay, yes. I was like, apparently it's cold in space, because on this mannequin, nip hard! I will post them to the site.
Okay. My phone does not receive picture messages, by the way. In case
you can't hear you, Noah. So you're not important anymore.
My phone does not receive picture messages.
Yet.
What the fuck?
iPhones don't do multimedia messaging. Yet.
How the fuck?
Indeed. How the fuck indeed. But then again, we can, like, email the pictures to each other and all the rest of that shit. So just the no MMS support yet.
So I've built the most advanced car ever. The only thing is, it doesn't have turn signals. Wait, what? Well, it was too complicated. To put turn signals on this car that can fly and turn invisible and phase through walls, but a turn signal was too complicated? That's what I'm telling you. That was my analogy for the iPhone.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of some way in which there's something more advanced than turn signals, but just nobody else can use them. So everyone else is trying to use turn signals, and you can't.
Well, so, I mean, I don't know how the whole cell phone thing works, so I don't know if it's, like, something that Apple said, hey, we're not going to do MMS, or something like AT&T is like, hey, we don't want MMS right now. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure there's a lot of back-end stuff that really affects what Apple can and cannot do. I'm not saying that's one of them, but...
I was going to say, because, I mean, AT&T already has a regular cell phone network upon which MMS
is on.
MSNBC. Yes.
But all for some reason, all the plans for iPhone are... Well, so they have... You can get the same minute plans, but, like, the data plan is different than every other data plan out there. Like, can you even get, like, a separate text messaging plan with an iPhone?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Because they do include text messages with their data plans, right?
No, they do not.
Mine does. I get, like, data and 150 text messages.
But you've got the iPhone 2.5G, right?
Yeah, I got the old one, the first
I've got the iPhone 3G. Mine does not include text messaging in the data.
Okay. Well,
so
there you go.
For $5, I've got a shit ton of text messages.
And your data plan's more expensive.
That is true, but my data plan also includes much faster data.
It does.
Yes, it does.
Now, are you guys going to switch over to Verizon when T-Mobile... I mean, no. Yes, when T-Mobile comes out. I just want to know if you guys are going to be affected by T-Mobile in such a way that you will switch to Verizon, which makes no goddamn sense.
I think that's still a rumor.
Oh.
Like people said they're in talks. I mean, nothing's been confirmed yet.
By the way, for those of you who don't know what I didn't say, that the iPhone will be going over to Verizon at some point. Not exclusively, but including Verizon in iPhone-iness.
Yeah, the arguments against that are that right now, like, the iPhone's one model works across, like, basically all of Asia and all of Europe and everything, and it's, like, just Verizon and, shit, I think Sprint in the U.S. are on a different phone standard, so it would require them to either put both sets of radios, or, you know, like a dual radio that can handle both sets of communications in new hardware, or else it would require them to start building two sets of hardware, which is what most phone manufacturers do. One for, like, AT&T and most of the rest, and I think T-Mobile, and most of the rest of the world, and one for Verizon and most of the rest of the U.S. market.
Gotta love the U.S. Fucking shit up.
Gotta love Verizon going off their own way.
So, now, I think this is correct. So, if you have, like, there's a SIM type of phone, and what's the type of phone that Verizon uses? Does, like, one...
I don't know how, like, the internals work with SIMs and whatever, but the, I think...
Like, Verizon doesn't take a SIM card, right?
I think it's got an internal SIM card. But
right.
It's, CDMA.
Yes, that's what it's called. So I think
that... multiple access is the transmission.
Doesn't that make it harder to, like, switch a phone? Like, if something happens to your phone, like, you know, with, like, the phone, iPhone now, you can just pop out your SIM card, stick it in another phone, and then, you know, use it, as long as it's on the same... carrier.
I have no idea if
you... Well, I don't know if it's necessarily the iPhone, because you have to activate it, but it used to be, like, if you had a phone, like, when I had my my previous phone that was having problems, and so I sent it in to Sony to get fixed, so I just popped up the SIM card, put in another phone that, you know, Stephanie's parents let me borrow, and I didn't have to do anything, it just worked.
Yeah, because it's that's the guts of the authenticating you and whatever.
Right, so it seems kind of like, I don't know if the CDMA...
I'm just saying that's not... I don't think that's a function of it. Of the radio standard it's using.
Well, right, but it's not that portable. Like, it seemed like with a CDMA, you can't just take all your information that's stored on that SIM card and put it in another phone. It's all in the phone.
I feel like I'm saying things to you, and they're just, like, floating around inside your head, like, careening off the walls occasionally. What I was trying to say is, I don't think that there's anything specifically to do with the radio standard and the transmission standard that is CDMA that has anything to do with these SIM cards inside the phone.
Okay, but that's currently how they're set up, though.
I think it just happens to be that Verizon builds shit into each phone as opposed to having... the easy pop-in, pop-out SIM cards.
I could be wrong, but I think every CDMA phone is like that.
That's possible. I could be wrong as well. I just don't... I have never read anything that indicates that that is something required by the standard, that you don't have SIM cards that can pop out. We're arguing something very, very stupid.
I'm just clarifying. It's not arguing.
Neither one of us is... our network engineer is working for wireless telcos, so...
Oh, I am. It's my, my side job.
Yeah. Yep, and we've lost Tim. So anyway, Indiana Jones.
Or Star Trek.
Or Star Trek.
Both Paramount movies.
Are they?
Yeah. Well,
then it's Paramount that we discussed them.
Yeah.
I went for it.
Way more satisfying than Indiana Jones, you have to say. I was saying to somebody, like, my immediate reaction to Star Trek was, you know that video online of the prisoners from... I'm gonna say it's Hong Kong, but I could be wrong. Where there's, like, thousands of them,
and they're doing Thriller?
The Thriller dance.
Yeah,
it's kind of like that. Like, that's really impressive, and they've done it on a much bigger scale. And you can't argue with how much time and effort and how impressive it is. But it's still not the exact thing that I like.
Yeah, I get you. It's funny. We were watching Saturday Night Live last night, and then this morning.
Ah, I saw that too.
We're old folk. Yeah, when Zachary Quinto and whatever that Chris Pine showed up. And I was like, oh, hey, it's another William Shatner bashing the Trekkies.
Awesome. I thought sure Shatner would show up. I thought I was like, oh, well, Shatner should show up. Because they get Shatner involved for random crap on Saturday Night Live every so often.
Yep.
I did not see this. I didn't see Star Trek, and I enjoyed it.
I almost made a declarative statement about Shatner not being in this movie, but maybe he's got an uncredited cameo that I just don't know about that they've kept... tightly under lock, and I really don't want you guys to say yes or no.
Yes or no.
Oh, well.
I don't listen to Andy. I say what I want.
No or yes.
Oh, look at Noah reversed it.
Flipping on its head. Cock.
I felt it wasn't like... I mean, it's not really summertime yet, is it? Is it springtime now?
Yeah, this counts as Wolverine was kicking off the summer movies. Oh,
okay. I didn't feel like a summer blockbuster where it's like, you know, they focus more on the action, the side story is like kind of afterthought. And I mean, it's J.J. Abrams, so he
the side much... story? You mean the plot of the movie?
The side story.
I guess in some of those movies it is side story. like Transformers.
Well, yeah, like it's like
side story. Really, it's big ass robots fucking each other up.
The weak plot is just like a vehicle to get to, from one action scene to another. You know
right.
what I mean? Yeah. Like where the you know J.J. Abrams, he focuses a lot on the characters, and that's what I like. And there was a lot of drama. Like it was intense, and there's times I was like, I got into it. I was like, oh, that's sad. Oh, that's great. You know, that's funny or whatever.
Yeah,
there were a lot of good Trek moments in there. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't just like maybe Noah didn't, you know.
I'm sure I caught some, but I don't think I caught as many as you.
even I didn't catch that many. Like, I was on the internet, I was like, oh, shit, really? Oh, well, I'm, like, really, something really has to grab me and go, hey, look, Trek guy, pay attention to this, you will like it. I'm like, yeah, I do, thank you. Although there is that one scene where they explain how this fits, like, they literally explain for, I don't know, 30 seconds how this fits in with canon, but it's almost as the, I mean, the scene is literally in there for Star Trek fans, and they may as well just turn to the screen and go, got it? Everybody got it? Because it's so blatant. It's like, oh, so you're saying blah, 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 de blah, de blah. it just cracked me up. I was like, oh, all right. And yet, fans are still complaining.
Of course,
see, like I may not, you know, I may not have a huge hard on for this movie in terms of like, oh, it was the best Trek, because a lot of people are saying it's the best Trek ever. But like, I'm not like these people. Who are like they've ruined. Like, there's people on this board I go to. JJ's ruined Star Trek. Fuck JJ Abrams.
No, I believe Black. William Shatner ruined Star Trek with a little thing called Star Trek V.
You know what, sir? What does God need with a starship? I am done with you bashing on Star Trek V. It's fucking awesome. Awesome. Nemesis ruined Star Trek.
Excuse me, what does God need with a starship? That was a good line, but... That movie was in line with that Hippies Going to Eden episode of the original series.
Woo, that is. I was on Cracked.com, and they were talking about the 6 shittiest Star Trek villains, and that was one of them, the hippies. The space hippies.
It's Mega Hippie. Fear him. And I love the fact that, like, Spock gets way into it. It's like, wow... Nimoy, you were on some other shit that day.
Oh, is that the one where he was, like, in the tree and, like, laughing?
Yes, like,
and...
it's all, like, it's Eden because there's no animals, but it's because the plant life is all, like, horribly poisonous and, like, acidic.
So, yeah, overall, I would say it lived up to my expectations.
Noah and I are chatting so as to not spoil things for Andy, and so that's why every so often we're pausing.
Well, just don't fuck up and put it in the chat window that all three of us share, okay? Okay. So, everybody, listeners, why don't you guys tell me how your week has been, and I'll sit here politely quiet. Except for the occasional, well, that sucks.
That's whack.
Well, that was great. Awesome. Bully for you. Oh, kudos. Okay, I really hope I'm timing this all right, because if... I just told you kudos that your grandmother died last week.
Oh,
I don't know. Maybe she was a horrible cunt. In which case,
kudos. Wow.
He said maybe she was. He didn't say she was.
That's hitting the gas with the insults. Grabbed the C word and ran with it.
You know, I already made the Vader's his father joke earlier today.
So,
let's put that in Andy's chat window.
My wife's watching the Next Generation episode. I think it's called Suddenly Human. It's about a little gay boy who's on.
And Tim was in it?
Yes. No, I guess the actor's actually gay. My wife looked up his backstory on IMDb and.
They've never had a gay character in Star Trek.
No, they had the ambiguously androgynous ones who a couple of them were male or female. As the backwards
and
morality.
Riker fucked one, because that's what Riker does.
Oh, yeah,
Riker
and she was ugly. Spoilers.
Yeah. She was ambiguously masculine, so... Riker went, I will hit... Wait, you say you might have a vagina, or...
I will figure it out. You will be Rikered. That is a verb in the Star Trek universe.
He must be hard up in space.
Oh, yeah. Well, Riker...
Well, he's hard up in space, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just ready to go, throbbing and ready to thrust. Thrusters on full.
We were just watching the episode where it's all the suspiciously caricatured Irish folk and the colony of clones.
Oh yeah, I just saw that
both
too.
Having separate problems. Yeah, Up the Long Ladder. We were just watching that one, and Riker catches a look at the main chieftain guy's daughter for like half a second as she's down on the ground fucking around with straw. I'm like, Riker's gonna go get that straw wet.
Isn't it funny that, like, they're, you know, discover new life, new civilization, and fuck them? Like, yep. There's a lot of fucking in that show.
It's like Riker and Kirk. Riker and Kirk have got a bunch of crazy, like, green, three-headed Riker and Kirk-looking babies running around the galaxy.
That is what I liked about the new movie. They kept that aspect of Kirk.
Nice. Kirk's like, what is this? Is it life? And can I fuck it?
Is there a hole to stick my dick in? Yes.
I will find one or make one.
Sir?
Phasers on fuckhole.
Oh.
And we have the title for this week's Tancast.
One thing that this is not just this Star Trek movie, but not only all Star Trek movies, but generally all sci-fi movies and shows. Why do they always design ships that you would never want to work in? Like, in order to get from this level to this level, you have to walk over here where there's no railing and a 75-foot drop down into nothingness.
That's because OSHA is not on that ship.
Yeah, apparently World War III wiped OSHA off the planet. Because, you know, everything Star Trek and beyond is all just horribly, horribly unsafe. Like that thing that the Emperor got thrown down in Star Wars.
Yes, why is that there?
I don't know. Apparently it's to kill the Emperor.
Why don't you
apparently
put
somebody
some
was building a Death Star and went, in case we need to kill the Emperor, we need, like, an infinitely long tunnel. We have to violate the laws of space and dimension. Somebody call in Dumbledore.
I think architects are not in the future, because workflow is just shit in the future.
Yeah.
Well, like that scene when Family Guy did the Star Wars parody, and there's the two guys who are right by where the big laser comes out of the Death Star, and the guy's like, and they're like, they're just talking afterwards. They're standing there like, you know what? I don't really care if they give me a chair or not. All I want is a fucking railing. Because I've almost fallen to my death like four times right here. There's no railing. Because there's a scene in the news track where they're like, they have to leap over. Like, they have to do like a $6 million man leap to get from one section of the ship to the other. Otherwise, they die. I'm like, that has got to be inefficient. Like, hey, Bob, can you come over here? Oh, Christ.
Maybe. I don't know. Did I eat my Wheaties? Hang on. Let me take a dump. I need to get rid of this extra pound.
Like, they have to have Michael Jordan work in every station on that ship. Anyway, that just struck me as funny. I'm like, why? All the time. All right. I apparently killed the conversation.
Yeah, you
did,
faggot.
Oh,
no, it's a good observation. I mean, you know, Galaxy Quest made fun of it too.
Yep.
Where it's like, you fucking have to go through this, like it's like, why are there blades?
What was the point of these things?
That is funny. And they edited out what I think would have been a much funnier line, because they went for the PG instead of the R-rated movie.
Yep.
Because Sigourney Weaver sees it, and you can quite clearly see her lips say, fuck that!
Yep.
But she says, screw that, in the final version. Oh,
it's so funny, though, because I mean, it's so obvious. Her mouth is so huge. It's like,
fuck
screw
that!
No.
Oh, and I don't know if this was in front of yours, Noah, but did you see the preview for Transformers 2?
Yeah. You know, John Turturro almost makes me not want to go see it in the theater.
The first preview for Transformers, I was like, you know what, maybe I'll give this a chance. Maybe they've learned some lessons, and they're going to, you know, make it a better movie. This preview, I was like, you know what, I may never see this movie.
I will see it, but I don't know if it's going to be a theater movie.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not only is it not going to be in the theater, I may not pay to rent it.
Like, possibly if someone pays you to see it, then maybe.
Like, if it's on FX and the only other thing on is What Not to Wear marathons on every other channel, then maybe I will watch it. I might just go outside. That's how.
I may just throw my TV out the window and be like, fuck it!
It's time to jog.
I can't take Transformers
no
more. Eddie, what are your feelings about Transformers 2?
I don't think I've seen the trailer you guys are talking about. I just saw the first one. But I will agree that in a sea of problems in the first Transformers movie, John Turturro was maybe the crazy, huge, like, spiky tooth, scary sea monster at the bottom of that sea.
Like, in this thing, he's like, it's kind of serious for a second. He goes, I got secrets or something. He goes, don't tell my mom. It's like, really? John Turturro? Come on. I like you as an actor, but why are you fucking up Transformers? Not that he's the only damn fucked up Transformers.
I was like, come on now.
I think the writer fucked up Transformers. We gotta get John Turturro and give him bad lines, because that's awesome.
But he could have said no.
He really could have.
He could be like, you know what? Should've. No.
Maybe he's trying to buy some land or something.
I'm not going to wear the t-shirt with S on it.
Maybe he's like, you know what? I just want to be in a big summer blockbuster and to hell with quality. But like, so much of the scenes in the new preview are like, oh, that is exactly what I hated about the first movie. You know what? Thank you. Thank you for putting him in the preview so I don't waste my time. Stop trying to sell me on an action movie and then delivering a slap shit comedy.
Yeah.
One thing I was wondering about, so they show Bumblebee in the beginning of that preview. Why does he look fucking dirty?
Because he's a dirty birdie.
Like, when he transforms, he's like perfectly clean, yellow car, like when he transforms into a car. But then, like, right. When they show, it's like, why the fuck is he dirty now? What the fuck has he been doing?
Maybe he hadn't been washed at that point.
But he doesn't need to be washed. He just does things and he looks clean.
Maybe he was just finished doing some off-roading. As that, you would do.
That's a minor quibble.
If you were a Camaro, totally.
That's another thing. The very start of it is when he's talking to the Bumblebee, and after he transforms, he says, I'm not taking you with me to college. Why the fuck wouldn't you take a transforming car with you to college?
I don't fucking know. That'd be a good
thing
to have.
I can't imagine where I'd be like, you know what I don't need? Transforming car.
You know what, more than that, you know what I don't need? Awesome Camaro that is totally going to get every chick here on my junk.
Not only that, why the fuck would you go to college to begin with if Megan Fox is waiting for you at home?
Fucking, you can...
I'd be like, fucking, I don't need college. I should have fucked that every day.
My wife was telling me that she didn't like the preview for Transformers either. She goes, because Megan Fox was all, they have that shot of her just, looking hot. And I was just like, eh. And I was like, honey, not for nothing. Megan Fox is the least thing wrong with Transformers. If Transformers was just an hour of Megan Fox looking hot, I would go see it.
Did either of you see that video I posted, Waking Up with Megan Fox?
Yes, I did. I didn't watch the whole thing because I couldn't handle it. I was like, all right, I get it. She's waking up.
She's hot.
Yes, I get it. Yeah, you really don't need that long of a video to be like, all right, she's hot. Yeah, you know what? I've just contradicted what I just said, didn't I?
Yes, you
did. I just said if Transformers was an hour of Megan Fox looking hot, I'd be for it. But yeah, I couldn't watch a whole 3-minute video of Megan Fox looking hot.
But that's the thing is, there's a difference between the 3-minute video of Megan Fox looking hot, where it's like so just, she's like coyly looking over her shoulder, and oh, I'm going to pull this shirt on and cover up. Wait, I'm going to pull the shirt open many times. Look, boobs, 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 boobs. Wait, turn around. Ass. Oh, I gotta fluff it again. Ass. When it's more like it's in the middle of some other form of structure, it's just less creepy and less obviously,
I think it'd be funny if it was just Megan Fox being hot in front of the camera, and in the background, vehicles are transforming and fighting each other.
like just have her on a platform so she's in front of the camera at all times. So, in dolly moves and everything, it's just Megan Fox still taking up the exact same portion of the screen.
I think it'd be better if she's looking hot, and then they do that Michael Bay swing around, and then she's Transformers fighting all around her.
Oh, that would be awesome!
And have her just standing there, fluffing the shirt open. Wait, I didn't get the shirt on right. Wait, I gotta do it again.
You hear that? We just made Transformers 3.
Yes, and it'll be the best movie ever. It'll be the Citizen Kane of Transformers.
I don't know if I'll see G.I. Joe.
Yeah, that was another... My wife made the best face when the title for G.I. Joe came up, because she's like, midway through, she's like, is this Power Rangers? Midway through the preview when you didn't know what it was yet, and then at the end, G.I. Joe, Rise of Cobra. And she's like, if what the fuck could be translated into a facial expression, it would be my wife. I was like, oh, we're so on the same page right now. But it was just beautiful. It was like, what?
What's up with Destro's non-metal head? I mean, I get he's Doctor Who and he's expressive and he's got the big floppy ears. And you don't want to cover those up, but
I have a feeling something will happen, and he'll get the metal
head.
End
of the movie.
Because did you see
they're gonna switch around on you and change canon? And he's Cobra Commander.
Did you see the scene where they're handing people like these metal masks?
No, I didn't see that.
that kind of, it kind of looked like the Destro head. I mean, not totally, but just kind of vague. I was like, well, maybe that's how it happens. I don't know.
And then something's going to go wrong. Like, ah, it's fused to my head.
Yeah, the guy's running through, like, in that slow-mo scene where the Baroness or whoever is in the SUV shooting little tiny missiles at them, and they're, like, running through.
In their mech suits.
Yeah, in their little mech suits and dodging them and all the rest of that shit. And not, like, pregnant mech suits, like, actual mech suits.
I think part of the reason I don't, so far, I don't like it is, like, they're taking away their individuality.
Yep.
Like, that was cool about, well, I mean, I know it was probably just to sell toys, but... Yeah. It still worked. It's like, it each had their own kind of characteristics. They looked different. They, yeah. None of them dressed like a, I mean, what, Duke? I think he wore like a like actual uniform. Yeah. Like, there's a sailor. There's a guy in fucking a barbecue suit. A fireman suit.
Dude, and the, like, that would have been the most flamboyant fighting force ever if they checked
the It would have been like Village People.
Yes. Because you got the sailor, and you got the Indian, and you got the construction worker.
Have been the Village Force.
Yeah, you got Roadblock.
Yep.
I don't know. I think it would have been cool, but maybe they tried it, and they're like, this does not work.
G-I-J-O-E. It's fun to fight with the G-I-J-O-E.
Oh, long as we're talking about movies... Wolverine?
Haven't seen it.
Of course not.
I saw it. I thought it was decent.
But I didn't get in the point I was trying to make really quickly on the G.I. Joe. But that scene where they're like dodging the missiles and their little mech suit things looks exactly like the fucking scene in Transformers where there's missiles flying down and the guys are like in slow-mo leaping across and like transforming or whatever to dodge the missiles.
Yeah, he's
like,
got a point.
Exactly fucking like that. So it's like somebody went, hey, can we take Transformers and put in the Halo movie that nobody ever gets made, squish them both together, and then get the guy from Doctor Who with the ears. Not the new one, the kind of wormy one that was in Harry Potter, the other one with the ears.
Excellent. I don't watch Doctor Who, so I don't know who the fuck you're talking about. I mean, I know the guy in the preview you're talking about.
Yeah, it's Zestro. He's got a funny accent. He was in Heroes for a little while. He was the Invisible Man.
Oh.
And he's putting it together. Look at that.
I didn't know it was that guy.
Yep, it's that guy.
That guy's been in other stuff, too.
Probably. He's an actor.
They're I think he was in Snatch, if it's the same person I'm thinking of. Wait, no, never mind. Back up. I'm thinking of the guy who's Dr. Jekyll and Mr.
Damn it. I was going to make a joke about being balls deep in Snatch.
One thing I want to say about Star Trek is, like, fucking Tyler Perry is everywhere. Yes.
He's fucking in Star Trek?
Yeah. This is the first.
My God.
This is the first movie he was in, though, that he didn't direct. Apparently,
oh really?
Thank God for that.
It's just he directs so many movies.
Yeah,
but just by like, what the fuck is Tyler Perry doing in here?
I guess he's a big fan.
Yeah. I mean, he's not.
Don't worry,
Danny.
It doesn't ruin the movie. He's not in a dress or anything. He's not like, oh, big mama going in space.
He's not a big back lady going to jail.
Oh, yeah, Madea, not Big Mama. I was confusing Martin Lawrence. Madea goes to space.
You know what? Same fucking characters.
He plays like three different characters in the movie, Andy.
Are they all mad black women?
Yeah.
Apparently, the guy who played Scotty originally, his son is in the movie. I didn't notice. This is something else I didn't notice till I was online.
By the guy who played Scotty originally, you mean James Doohan?
I do.
Okay.
So I mean Chris Doohan is in the movie.
What?
And he's doing it.
Is he? Do you remember the character you played? I don't want you to say no, Sly, but do you remember when they said it? You were like,
I mean, it's literally he's in a scene. He's not even a character. He's just somebody sitting next to another character.
Ah, okay. Like, hey, I'm here.
I'll even say he's sitting next to Scotty at one point. That's making it appropriate.
Wait, no, oh, never mind. It's not. Never mind.
I'm like, anyway. No, it's not. It's not that because that would suck.
Anyways, Transformers, the Transformers preview. So I'm a little confused. So it looks like, to me, that guy in the preview, he's just like a Terminator covered in like Cuban type skin. But is that not the case?
Are you, do you mean the Terminator?
Terminator.
I do mean Terminator. I don't know why I was saying Transformers.
Okay, I was going to say, I have not seen any of
like, wait,
Transformers.
There's
like,
a Terminator
what the
skin?
Fuck's going on? Maybe I will see this movie.
No, because that just means that they're... You know, G.I. Joe's biting off of Transformers and Halo. Now, Transformers is biting off a Terminator.
No. A Terminator has
Terminator's
a guy...
biting off more than they can chew.
It has a guy who's like, you know, he's Terminator and looks like he's covered in human skin. Mm. But is he, like, supposed to be, like, some hybrid, or do either of you know?
I don't really know, but it sounds like he thinks he's human, and that's what's screw... Like, he doesn't... know that he's a Terminator, and so then when they show it to him, he fucking freaks out.
But, like, they're like, we've never seen this before. I'm like, yeah, we've seen this. We've seen this in every fucking movie they made.
We've never seen anything that thinks it's human.
Yeah, well, okay. The Terminators always know they're human.
Yeah, but that doesn't seem that hard to, like, do. Just like, hey, program, you don't think you're human.
Yeah.
I guess I don't know.
It just means that nobody's done it before. You know what it means is that in the future, the Terminators and Skynet got their hands on a copy of Battlestar Galactica.
I would know, I haven't seen it, as I posted.
Some Cylons think they're human, correct?
Yeah, right, yeah.
I don't know, that, I'm like, really, is that the big plot point? Like, ooh, I don't know. I hope it's better than that.
I just hope it's better in part 3.
See, I liked part 3.
Well, that's because I hate you.
It had its moments of groaniness, but I kind of liked that idea of, 2 kept playing with this idea of the future's not written, and you get to 3, and it's like, nope, fuck Sarah Connor, fate is fate.
I don't like that.
I don't like that. I'm not a fan.
Tim likes to feel like he's in control of his life.
It just means that, like, this character who they've kind of been shitting on from the beginning, like, he's not even born yet, and people are trying to kill him, and his mom goes crazy and everything, and he's institutionalized, and he's with foster parents, and the foster parents who are trying to take care, well, the mom at least is trying to take care of him, both get murdered, and he breaks his mom out, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. That it's just like, he goes through all of this hope in the second one, and then in the third one you find out, nope, hope is bullshit, fate is fate.
Yeah, that's not a message I like in movies.
I know this, but I like that they were actually, you know, in something that should have been, because blockbusters have a tendency to try to be really feel-goody, you know, the, like, Independence Day or whatever. Yeah, sure, Earth is gone, but yay, we won! We now rule the rubble.
We will rebuild. But you know, there's still hope, because we don't know what's going to happen in the future.
Yeah, exactly.
Past,
well,
you know,
in the meantime,
so far,
billions of people have already died.
Well, actually, we do know what's going to happen in the future. They're going to win.
Not
really?
Necessarily.
Well, see, that's the thing, is in the fourth one, they're now playing with that idea, but in the third one...
Well, even by the third one, they're already playing with that idea.
Oh, yeah,
because... Because the war takes place at a different time. It's a different war.
That's true.
Much like things that I won't discuss.
You know what I think is happening? That they want to keep making money. So they will change it to suit them.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah, exactly. Like, what? They'll make a TV series that has no conjunction with the movie.
Is it canon? Is the TV series canon?
I don't think so. At least not in terms of, like, it's not movie canon. How about that?
Okay. I started like watching it, and then it had a conflict with something else, so I just gave up. I was like, ah, never mind.
See?
Note to TV network executives, people with eyeballs can watch one show in any given time slot. People with DVRs might be able to push that up to 2 or 3. But if all of
you
motherfuckers
people with
insist...
DVRs do not have eyeballs?
They don't.
No, I'm just saying that people with only eyeballs to watch, they don't have any form of time shifting.
Got it.
Yeah, so people with DVRs, 2, maybe 3, maybe even 4. But if every fucking person at every fucking network, including on cable, is going to put every show on between 8 and 10 o'clock on Thursday nights, a lot of you are going to get left out. A lot of you are going to fall off. And if you're the less popular show that's rising in popularity and you switch, guess what? We're probably keeping the ones that already had Thursday.
That we've already been invested in.
Like, for years.
I don't know. CSI seems ripe for a takedown at this point.
Yeah, CSI really does.
Yeah, even with Lawrence Fishburne, my interest is waning again.
Yeah.
I dig Lawrence Fishburne, but I think we've got 5, 6, maybe even 7 CSIs downstairs, and that used to be one that came off the DVR like within days of going on.
Poor CSI.
Yeah.
Well, I think they made the mistake of making him the rookie who has to learn the ropes as opposed to the new boss. Because, like, I don't know, Lawrence Fishburne is much more of an authoritative character than, I don't know, I would...
And they could set him up as this, you know, super genius profiler or whatever.
And then we just have to watch him bumble around? Like, who wants to do that? Fuck that. Plus that new blonde chick. Don't care for.
You know what they need to do? They need to put Greg back in the lab. And, yeah, that's all I got.
They need to focus more on that hot chick that Hodges has the hots for now.
Oh.
The one that was also a Trekkie in that Star Trek episode.
Yeah, she was. She's an attractive lady. She needs a humpity hump.
No, they just need to focus the show on her. Her and Catherine washing each other. I think that would be...
that's a different type of cougar. Lesbian cougar.
Call that show CSI Tim's Head.
CSI, yai yai.
CSI,
papa. Oh, that was bad.
I know. Hey. Oh, one thing I also want to say is, like, to the people who are pissed off about Star Trek, and not necessarily to them, but just about them, like, or just about people who are like, you know, the Star Trek fan base is notoriously hard to please and whatnot. I think that's true of pretty much anything you make a sequel of. Some people are going to be pissed, and I think Robert Zemeckis said this about the Back to the Futures, is because as soon as you make a movie, people are already writing a sequel in their head, and it's a pretty rare thing for you to make the sequel that they were hoping for.
Yep.
Can't and please everybody. And
the difference between Star Trek fans is they have written a really detailed sequel in their head.
They fucking already posted it on the web. And they're probably filming it right now in their garage.
Yes. The thing they gotta realize is that
out.
Nobody in America is actually gonna go watch your junior ass Kirk Spock / fanfic. Just because, like, one day it gets a little bit cold on the Enterprise and they've got to cuddle in the captain's quarters and you think that's awesome, doesn't mean that actually makes a great movie. Brokeback Star Trek, never gonna get produced.
I would like to see some gayness in Star Trek, though. Some actual gayness. That is the one topic they've never covered.
Yeah, it's like they danced around it.
Apparently Rick Berman was really nervous about it.
Yeah. Well,
but now that he is shit-canned, fuck him.
Who, I don't know who Rick Berman is.
He was the one who took over producing the show after Gene Roddenberry died.
Oh, okay.
Weren't a lot of fans... Wasn't it Berman's idea to do the Deep Space Nine a little more... Like, the white hats weren't quite as white?
Was that Berman's idea? I don't know. I thought it was Piller's idea. Michael Piller.
That
another one of the writers
Piller.
And producers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're geeking it out.
Yep.
Geeking it all the way out.
Yep.
Fucking
just like you like
name
it.
Name dropping.
Yeah,
because
that's really in... Like, that goes way against Gene Roddenberry's ideal of, you know, the humans have evolved and advanced, and they are the white hats. They always will be. They're the shining pillar of what the future of humanity can bring. And then, you know, Deep Space Nine kind of put them down in the dirt with the secret military organization and the whole nine yards.
All nine of them?
All nine of them.
Wow.
I know, that's a lot of cock, but, you know, I think you can get through it in a crazy afternoon, Tim.
But they at least... Like, they lost their way, but were trying to find their way back to being the shining examples of humanity.
Yeah, that it was still, like, even when they find out that there's shit going on that they don't like that goes against their ideas of self, which is, I guess, Roddenberry's idea of the future.
Like, it wasn't like, you know, like The Punisher or something, where, like, this is how we do it and shit on you if you don't like it.
Yeah, or 24.
Right, 24. Well... Have we said all we needed to say?
I think so. Somebody was starting to say something about Wolverine, but, you know, we need something for next week.
No, I saw it. I liked
it. One thing I will say about Wolverine, I don't know if you guys ever listened to Slate Spoiler Specials, that podcast.
Nope.
Good. They fucking suck.
They spoil
like,
stuff?
Wolverine was... Well, yeah, that is their idea, but, I mean, that's fine. Don't listen to it before you see the movie, or else you're an idiot. Like, you can't blame them for that. It's called Spoiler Special.
How do you like it?
How do I like what?
Slate Spoiler Specials.
I don't. That's what I'm saying.
Not at all?
He's already said fuck those guys.
Yes.
Fuck those guys, I fucking hate those guys.
Were you trying to be funny, Noah?
Well, I thought maybe... You're very fickle. You're like, they could do one thing wrong. You're like, fuck those guys, I hate them. Where you loved them before.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I never loved them.
Okay.
Well, that's not true. I enjoyed the review of Transformers because it was very, you know, like, look down their nose at it and just call it shit. And then I realized that's pretty much what they do to everything. And they... Like, I didn't... love Wolverine, but they just shit on Wolverine like it was the worst thing to ever happen to celluloid ever. And I was like, you know what? You can go fuck yourself. Like, they just acted so far above it. Like, I'm not even, like, a huge defender of Wolverine, but honestly. Like, oh, they totally didn't explain this. I'm like, well, I don't know what you were doing, but I got it. Like, I don't want to have to read the comics. I'm like, well, I don't read the comics, and I still understood what was going on. So, you're just a stupid.
You should go comment. You'd be like, you're just a stupid, Slate.
I think I will. I think I'm gonna leave, I think I'm going to leave a comment on their thing that says they're stupid and they should kill themselves.
And then happy Mother's Day. Well, I will not go listen to them. I will listen to Seen Unseen where they talk about Wolverine, though. All
right.
Yes. Yeah, they didn't like it or so much either, but they didn't. They weren't like, we are so awesome and above this. And plus, on that episode, they read my email, so...
Wait, on the Wolverine episode? Oh, they read the rest of your email?
No, I sent another one.
Oh,
they asked
gotcha.
Me to pick the best summer movies. And not only they read it, they commented that I live very close to them.
Mm-hmm. Tim Babb from the Tancast podcast from Palms, California, picks Mary Poppins.
Hold on, Palms right here, right?
Palms, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right outside.
Right outside.
Okay, so they didn't, like, just truncate, like, the last one he did? Where, like...
Tim from Tancast says this.
Yeah.
Well, because I apparently picked the answer that everybody picked that week.
Okay.
This week I picked something a little out of the ordinary.
You made yourself stand out. Oh, look at you. I'm Tim.
I did. That's how I do it.
Maybe they'll get. Ask him if you can be on.
Yeah, I see that happening.
But like, hey, we live right next door. Hook me up.
I think they're more. I think Seen Unseen is more movers and shakers in the not only in the podcast world, but in the entertainment world in general.
Oh, what are you talking about, Tim? They don't know nobody.
It sounds like they. Well, I mean, they had Kevin Smith and Seth Rogen on.
Everyone has Kevin Smith and Seth Rogen on their show.
We have never had Kevin Smith or Seth Rogen on our show.
We never asked.
You're right. I'll send Kevin an email too. Hey man, you want to be on?
You know what? I'm fat enough. I could be Kevin Smith and Seth Rogen. So next week we interview me.
Is there any other hot shit coming out this month? Up.
Well.
Angels and Demons.
Oh yeah.
Excited about that.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
I
was reading that book. I kept putting the book down, turning it off. Like, you gotta read this book. It's awesome. And I kept closing it, going, that's not what fucking antimatter is. It's not how fucking antimatter works. It's a real fucking thing. They've created it in labs.
Shh.
Like, it takes a shit ton of energy to make it, and then when you combine it back with matter, you get less energy back out. It's not just magic energy maker. It's fucking not how physics works.
All right, calm down. Turning into Grover from the Muppets.
No, I think my my illness and my hoarseness helped out that little tan rant there.
Drag Me to Hell, a new Sam Raimi horror movie. I will see it.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Looks interesting. Land of the Lost looks kind of funny. Have you seen the actual preview for it?
I've seen a preview. I think it might have been the teaser.
Oh, well, like he's on an interview show with Matt Lauer, and Matt Lauer is just calling him on all the shit, or making Will Ferrell look like an idiot, and then like they show him actually using the time machine and it works, and like, you know what this means? And Will Ferrell goes, yes, it means Matt Lauer can suck it!
I think I did see that.
That part just cracked me up.
What's really funny is that Will Ferrell played a character called Marshall Willenhawley.
Uh-huh.
The characters from Land of the Lost are Marshall, Will, and Holly.
That's important information to have before you just drop that joke on somebody. Like, boom, here's a joke with no context.
It's not a joke. It's a reference. It's an homage.
Right, but you're like, hey, I'm going to say something how funny or ironic something is without any context.
Okay, Mr. Obsessive DVD Commentary Watcher, Kevin Smith comments on it in the commentary for Jay and Silent Bob
Strike. Oh! In your face,
you know what this means?
Tim?
It means Tim can suck it!
It means Tim didn't pay attention to that part of the commentary.
Really?
Actually, that's one of the weakest commentaries, because it's just Smith and Muse.
Yeah, it is kind of weak, but...
Smith, Muse, and Mosher on Jersey Girl, quite funny.
Ah, but it's Sober Muse on Jersey Girl, isn't it?
Yes, and talking about how he used to masturbate in plastic bags.
And Muse has his own podcast now, which I've yet to listen to, and I don't think I will.
Really?
He's amusing.
I'm following
in context,
Muse on Twitter.
Yeah.
All right, I think we should wrap this up. I'm going to go see my mama today.
Okay.
But yeah, it's Mama's Day.
Final Smith-related thought for the day. My wife is about 30 seconds from unfollowing Kevin Smith on Twitter because the dude will not stop talking about getting high and wanting to stick his dick in his wife.
And what about hockey? Did you talk about hockey?
Oh, he talks about hockey.
Oh, he talks about... Oh, fuck. He talks about hockey a lot.
Oh, my God.
Lately, on Smogcast, he's on a hockey tear. Like,
yes.
He's been at least, like... not half, but at least 15 minutes talking about hockey each episode. I was like, Jesus Christ.
But yeah, the latest one, I was so happy that Walt Flanagan got sick, so they changed topics.
Like, thanks, Walt Flanagan. Thanks for getting sick.
Yeah, thanks for taking one for the team. Just going and having butt diarrhea, as opposed to finger diarrhea. And so that they just changed topics randomly, and finally I was like, oh, God, thank God, I'm done hearing about hockey. They should just post, like, at what point they stop talking about hockey in every show, so that you can just fast-forward.
I'm sure someone likes it.
I'm sure.
Here's why it's hot, though. Wouldn't you, like, I think you should start...
I don't mind.
I think Addy should start tweeting about sticking his dick in his wife.
I Twitter about sticking my dick in Addy's wife.
I think it should be like, oh, my baby just vomited. I'm gonna go stick my dick in my wife.
Just kidding, Caitlin, if you ever listen to this.
I
although she follows me on Twitter, so she knows I don't do that.
Yeah. And she grabbed my iPhone one time and tweeted.
Yeah, I bet she grabbed your iPhone.
Oh, yeah. Giggity.
My iPhone, I mean my iPhone.
Long distance phone call. Ooh, ooh.
Grab the can and talk into it, baby. Pull the string taut.
Has a great ringtone. The ringtone is...
skeet, 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 skeet.
Oh, that's good. That was better, yeah. Anyway, so she grabbed your iPhone.
She grabbed my iPhone, logged into my Twitter account, and tweeted to me, Andy, this is your iPhone. Your wife is waiting for you, or something like that, and then left the iPhone for me. So I was tweeting at myself, effectively. And a couple of people that follow me that, like, know me in real life tweeted back their displeasure about seeing our sexual antics on Twitter.
I think you should tweet while you're having sex. Like, I just stuck it in.
You know, honestly, to fuck with them, I considered doing that. I considered putting out something like, I'm banging my wife and tweeting right now.
It's glorious. Anyways, I love you guys.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.
All right.
We love you.
Everyone call your mother. She misses you. She told us when we were over there last week.
By the time you listen to this, you have missed Mother's Day, probably. So you're a horrible son or daughter.
Well, no, maybe they did. They went, you know, did stuff. They went and gave their mother flowers and presents. And
I'm saying, if you didn't, and then you listen to this, and now
then you should fucking die.
Wow.
Eventually, hopefully not for a long time, like at least 70, 80 years.
Woo. Oh, and you should also, you know, what you should do to make it up to your mother. You should vote for us at Podcast Alley.
Yeah, your mom wants us to. Wants us to be tops.
That's what your mom wants us to do.
Because we are so close, and so many people have voted. So thank you to those people. And we got a really good review from a comedian friend of mine, Jerry Brandt. Oh, it's so fun. Well, you know what? I'm going to read a little bit of it. It's Billy Mays for TanCast. Hi there, Billy Mays here for TanCast. Do you like your podcast filled with juvenile behavior, rambling, long-winded stories that never get to the point, vulgar and offensive material, and ear-splitting cackling, all combining in some logic-defying way to create the funniest podcast around? Then call now to order TanCast, available now for the unbelievably low price of free. Act now and we'll double your order. You'll get twice the vulgarity, twice the offensiveness, twice the annoying Tim laughter, and Andy's stories will land twice as long and still never get to the freaking point. This incredible package, valued at well over 50,000 pesos can be yours for free. I'm Billy Mays for TanCast. And you know you can trust me because unlike other celebrity endorsers, I've got a clean record. B-list celebrity text impersonated. Yeah, I said I was going to read a little bit. I said the whole thing. But yes, awesome, Jerry. Thank you.
Yay, Jerry. You're the best. Next time I see you, I'll give you a little rub and tug.
I'm sure he'll appreciate that.
Have you seen the preview for Funny People yet?
No. I have.
I don't know why, but it cracks me up when she's doing, like, that New Zealand Aussie accent. She's like, I just want a little Robin Tug. I can't do it as good as she is. You didn't see that version of the preview, or just didn't find it funny?
I didn't remember it.
Ah.
And, like, that didn't stand out to me, and so it's not.
I don't know why. I found it very funny. Anyways, all
right.
Have a week.
Noah loves to do that. Like, we're trying to sign off, and then Noah's like, oh, let me bring up a topic that I'm going to shut right down.
Yep. Just so I can prove you that I'm signing off.
Hey, I'm Noah. Bye. Fuck you. Hey, you know the thing about Jesus? He's cool. Bye.
All right, I got shit to do. But wait, first.
Oh, my mother died. Bye bye.
Oh, that's horrible. All right, kids. Kisses.
Love y'all.
I love you sometimes when I can get something out of you.
Thank you for listening to TanCast episode 49. Be sure to vote. Thank you for listening to TanCast episode 49. Apologies to the seen unseen people, and thank you to all of you for. Thank you for listening to TanCast episode 49. Yep. Thanks. Thank you for listening to TanCast episode 49. Christ. Thank you for listening to TanCast episode 49. Be sure to Thank you for listening to TanCast episode 49. Be sure to leave us a comment at TanCast.com, subscribe to us via iTunes, leave us a comment on iTunes, and vote for us at Podcast Alley, and most importantly, if you would... Of course I had to burp in the middle of it. Of course! Uh-oh. Thank you for listening to TanCast episode 49. Be sure to leave us a comment at TanCast.com. Write us a review and subscribe via iTunes. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. We are so close to being locked into the top 10 for the month of May. And most importantly, if you would like to be in TanCast episode 50, we're doing a special Tan Laughs segment for the episode 50. All you have to do is record yourself or your friends or your family or all of the above telling a joke as an MP3 or a WAV file and then sent to us via tim@tancast.com. Just send us your joke or jokes, and if we get them before 5 o'clock p.m. California time on Sunday, May 17th, we will put you in episode 50. So, tell us a joke, record the joke, send it to us, tim@tancast.com. We'll see you on episode 50. Bye-bye! Tancast.
So I think Andy was supposed to tell Tam about it.
Yeah, as right. usual. He hasn't done it yet.
Well, fuck you both.
Yeah, whatever. Cock. I will not.
All right.
That shall not happen. Now read your laugh.
You know, there was one word different in the beginning of this joke that totally changes the joke for me.
I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, the first sentence is... fuck you both.
I didn't do it.
The first sentence is fuck you both. The last sentence is you're both pieces of shit. You can fill in the middle of the joke any way you like.
Tim's a piece of shit.
No, you're a piece of shit in spirit. If not in action.
That's funny. Can't wait to hear it. Stop.